At 647, it's KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Kim Malcolm. In our series, The Burning Question, KUOW has taken a close look at Seattle's goal of carbon neutrality and what it would take to get there. A lot of those solutions are right around us. In our final story, KUOW's Amy Radel explores what a climate-friendly Seattle would actually look like.
So what would it be like to wake up in a Seattle that's really on track to be carbon neutral? Well, it would still be raining. But Seattle might look more like these townhomes in the Issaquah Highlands.
So we're walking up to Z Home, and Z Home is actually the very first multifamily zero energy community in the United States.
Brad Liljequist directs zero energy projects for Seattle's Living Future Institute. These houses generate extra power in summer with solar panels and use heat pumps and tight insulation to conserve energy year-round, so they produce as much as they use. The Z homes are located next to an affordable housing complex, also energy efficient, and adjacent to transit and shopping. He says in a climate-friendly Seattle,
every building would be zero energy. We'd have to retrofit every building to perform at that level.
Besides energy for buildings, the other big source of carbon emissions in Seattle is transportation. Liljequist says the city needs to create dedicated pathways for everything besides cars. It could include electric bikes and other micro vehicles.
Those are about to explode, and I think if we had an alternative grid for that kind of mobility, we would really be able to reduce the carbon footprint of that.
So you live in a super efficient, perhaps solar-powered building, and you walk or bike on safe, dedicated streets or trails. But what about transit? King County Metro has had some electric trolley buses for decades, but now the agency is moving to an all-electric bus fleet by the year 2040.
So we're kind of have our toe in the water, and we've got 11 battery electric buses now that run on the east side that are of limited range, but they charge in 10 minutes or less.
That's Pete Moline, Metro's director of zero emissions fleet technology. He says they'll run a pilot with larger electric buses and longer routes this summer. It will tell them whether manufacturers have developed the technology to replace Metro's diesel hybrid fleet.
Can you do what you said you could do? Can you charge in 4 hours or less? Can you do 140 miles? And can you handle our terrain? We'll then put them into revenue service and test them out with passengers on them.
Since South King County has poorer air quality, that's where Metro is running its electric bus trial. It's part of efforts to give historically disadvantaged groups access to these solutions. Julia Pesciuto with Puget Sound Sage says her group is working to keep low-income people and people of color in the neighborhood as the new Graham Street Light Rail Station is developed in South Seattle.
There's a direct climate impact of displacement where lower-income communities and communities of color who are displaced end up driving more because they have less access to transit, are buying less efficient cars because they're less expensive.
And life in a climate-friendly Seattle would be literally greener. Trees absorb carbon and help with cooling. In Georgetown and South Park, the tree canopy is much smaller than in the rest of the city. Along three blocks of Corson Avenue South, the city punched holes in the pavement to plant trees. Darren Morgan manages Seattle's urban forestry for the transportation department.
This was identified by the community as a space that to them looked devoid of street trees, and it didn't make sense why. And we came and took a look, and sure enough, we had a planting strip here that was covered with asphalt.
So as the sun goes down on your day in a climate-friendly Seattle, part of this vision is up to residents. Will they think about climate impacts when they buy food, get packages delivered, plan their commutes? And will Seattle get to its goal of carbon neutrality by the year 2050? That's the burning question. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.